You're listening to Sippin' with Tim, where shit gets real. So grab a cold beverage and join me and enjoy the episode with your host, Tim. Hey, everybody. My name is Tim. You're listening to Sippin' with Tim. I'm not real sure what we're going to talk about. The way this works with me is my wife and I had a podcast once. And life just got too busy, right? So we kind of had to shut it down, and eventually we'll get back to it. But I figured I got the kids resting, laying down, getting ready to go to bed by myself. My wife's at work. What better time to spend doing a podcast, right? Now, I can be honest with you. I am no professional. I am vulgar at times. I am drinking, and I will continue to sip and drink during these podcasts. And that's the whole point of it, right? To kick back, relax, talk about things, and hopefully you enjoy it. Sometimes I can be opinionated. If you don't like it, sorry, tough shit. Go ahead and stop listening now. Don't waste your time. But also, if I offend you, I apologize, but not really, because I really just don't care anymore. I kind of reached that age. I don't care what people think about me. Now, I know there are millions of other podcasts out there, and you could be listening to them instead of me. So if you're listening to me, I appreciate it. And I hope that you will interact with me, right? The whole point of this is I want to interact with my listeners, because to me, it brings more value not only to the show, but it also will bring more value to the listeners, because that means, you know, I can answer some of your questions. Maybe I'll put you on the show, and we can just be goofy and drinking together. You know, doesn't matter. Sometimes my wife will be a co-host, and I tell you, she's hilarious. We love to, you know, do the podcasting. It's just been really difficult at times, especially with just the way work's been going for us. Since, you know, we are labeled as essential workers during this weird-ass time in our lives in 2020. But, hey, you know what? It is what it is. We're going to get through it. Hopefully, all of you will get through it with us. And we really enjoy you listening. So, anyway, tonight I'm actually going to be sipping on some rum and coke. I'm actually on a keto diet at the moment. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's really kind of a low carb, high protein, lots of veggies. Really does work. I did it once for a while, lost probably about 40 pounds, and then shit broke loose and got quarantined, gained a lot back, had a sister's wedding to go to, started drinking a little bit more. Because there's really not much more to do. So I know I'm not an alcoholic. No, you will not be hearing an episode every day. I can't do that. But every time I do an episode, I will be sipping on something with you, right? That's the whole point of this. We'll be cheersing. Just, you know, hey, you know what? Cheers to you. Cheers to me. Here's my beer. Fuck you. Whatever. Anyway, speaking of, I need a drink. Sorry about that, but it's really good. I like beer. I like hard liquor. I like, my wife makes some killer Jello shots. One of my go-tos is, Crown and Red Bull. Crown and Red Bull is really good. I don't know. It's really good with peach schnapps too. At our wedding, one of my buddies who showed up to my wedding actually got me introduced to that. And, that was kind of, it can get really sweet pretty quick, but it's really good. And so, you know, I'm going to try to keep it a little bit more focused during all our during all these shows, podcasts, whatever the fuck you want to call them. To me, it's kind of more of like a talk show, instead of a podcast, because that's the whole point of it, right? We want to have fun with this. We want to have a good time. We don't want, you know, I want it to sound like you're listening to me on the radio. Like, again, I'm not a professional. I don't have all these cool ass people coming on my show. I don't have, you know, all these famous people coming on my show. I may have some friends once in a while. Maybe I'll have one of my listeners if you're interested. Maybe eventually, if we continue to grow, then maybe we can get into some cool ass people. And then maybe after the cool ass people, maybe we can get into some famous people. Well, hell, who knows? Maybe we'll get our own spot on SiriusXM. Yeah, right. So for the most part right now, it's going to be a solo podcast. Again, once in a while, it will be a lot more entertaining probably if my wife is involved and or somebody else that we have, that I decide to include in the show. Hopefully one of you that's listening right now. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'm doing this completely free. So if you're interested in how I'm doing it, I'm actually just using Anchor FM. Excuse me, Anchor.fm. No, that's not a spot for them. I just want you to be aware, because if so, and you want to join my show, it'll probably be the easiest way for us to communicate, and put you on my podcast. So that would be something you'd have to sign up for, but it's absolutely free, right? No worries there. Excuse me. Yep, you're gonna get some burping, belching, farting. Who knows? What the fuck? We're all just sipping and drinking and having a good time. So right now it is super hot outside. It is 8:30 in the evening, and I got a lot of time on my hands. My wife doesn't even get off until midnight, which means she probably won't even be home until like 1. I do not plan on making this like a 3-hour episode. Just can't do it. I'm no Joe Rogan. I don't have anybody cool here to talk back with me. I may start talking to myself the more drunk I get. Or think that I'm talking to myself. In reality, I'm talking to you. Sure, whatever. But drinking, you got to do it in moderation, right? It can be something to relax you. It could be something to have a good time with. Usually we don't drink a whole lot. 90% of the time, we're taking care of our kids, we're working, we got our job responsibilities, our adulting, I guess you would say. We like to let loose when we're with our friends, which is once in a while. We're in a state right now where we don't really have very many friends. We had to move down here about 3 years ago, but work's just kept us so occupied that, we haven't really had a chance to expand our branches and make new friends down here. And quite honestly, I really don't want to. My roots, I like my circle small. I don't know if you like your circle small, but I like my circle small. Less drama, right? I'm not a drama person. I absolutely fucking hate drama. So does my wife. So that's a good bonus, right? We're both on the same page on that. Let's see. Let me think about this for a second while I take another quick drink. Oh, that's really good. Our friends and most of our family are all in the state that we move from. So about once a month, once, 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully, we try to get up there, see them, hang out for a night or two, visit the parents, the in-laws, the whole nine yards. But then we also like to have a really good time when we're at our buddy's house. We usually just sit around a table, drink, listening to music. We love music. Hopefully you love music too. I know there are some restrictions on podcasts and you can't play people's music, or I'd be sitting here listening to some tunes, jamming out to some of the classics, the Eagles. Gosh, there are so many different good tunes out there. Even in today's modern age, I'm not really a one genre pop, a certain person. I like multiple genres. Anywhere from, I'm not as big of a fan as country as I used to be. I used to really love country music, and then I kind of got into pop, and now I'm kind of into all of it. I'm not a big fan of hip hop, so sorry for all you hip hop fans out there if you're listening to this. If that totally lost your interest, I'm sorry, but goodbye. I'm not sorry. I'm not a real big into heavy metal, like the screaming metal. That's just garbage, and I don't know why people even listen to screaming. It just sounds horrible. I fucking hate metal. It sounds like, I don't know, it almost sounds like a lion in heat, right? To me, that's what I envision, is a fucking lion just screaming at the top of its lungs saying, "Get the hell away from me," but yet you listen to it and bang your head to it. I don't get it. What's the point of listening to heavy metal? If you're a heavy metal fan and I offended you, piss off. I really don't care. But you guys can always hit me up, let me know, even the haters, that's fine. Tell me what you really think, but yeah, I'm probably just going to ignore you and move on with my life and go to my fans, right? My listeners, people that are actually listening to my podcast. That's all I care about during these times with my podcast. So I know there are a lot of many different podcasts out there that can really, really, really grab your attention, and maybe, I should be a little bit more specific in my niche, right? That's what they say always. Oh, you got to find a real, it's real interesting. So I'm going to kind of tell you about this as, and this will explain a little bit about more where I'm going, but I need a drink first. Shh, don't tell anyone. I got to get a drink first. Hang on. Oh God, that's good. Okay. I think I say that every time I take a drink. Sorry. That's kind of lame. Cheers to you. Hey, I'll cheers you. Cheers. All right. This time I didn't say it. But my thing is, when my wife and I first started this podcast, right, I joined a lot of Facebook. Oh, that's going to open up another thing. And I'll get into that later. But I opened up a lot of Facebook groups, right? I signed up on a lot of podcast Facebook groups. And it's like any other group. I don't even. Okay, this sounds so confusing. Okay. Groups on Facebook. They're all the same, right? You sign up for one, you're thinking it's going to be kind of cool. And then you get a lot of dumb fuckers that ask the same questions over and over and over again because they don't read any of the other fucking posts. I mean, come on, people, really? That is just so freaking lame. It's just stupid. It just drives me nuts. So, like, I'll get on a group page for a little while, and then next thing you know, like a day later, I'm deleting it because all it is the same questions over and over and over and over. And there's more to a group than the same question. All people have to do is take some time. So quit being fucking lazy, first of all, number one. But anyway, so I did a lot of research on podcasts. What would make a good podcast? How do you do a podcast? What are the steps? How do you get noticed? How do you get more followers? How do you get more downloads? How do you do this? How do you do that? And I was really intrigued by that. I wanted to know. I wanted to find all that information out for myself. So we could start to grow our podcast, right? Because everybody knows, just like with YouTube, podcasting is very similar. You can get sponsors eventually once you get big enough. You can get, paid per every 1,000 download or listen to one specific episode. But that takes a lot of time. All right. So anyway, sorry, I got interrupted with my children. I thought they were laying down and having a good time, but no, they're sitting there wanting me to pick a new show. So I started a new show for them. And anyway, but I know I was talking about book pages, groups. Sorry, I think alcohol's getting to me too. Starting to anyway. I've been drinking for a couple hours now, slowly sipping, right? Sipping with Tim. To get back to what I was talking about though, is it's always the same thing, right? And it's so damn annoying. But with that being said, I did learn a lot, right? Because there are some people on there that actually ask great questions, and how to do it. And yes, you can do it completely free. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. Our prior one, which is actually a little bit better, was actually. I was paying for hosting. It came with like a website and all that fun stuff, and it was like $20 a month through Buzzsprout. Again, not an ad for them. I'm not getting paid for shouting out these places. But if you're interested in starting your own podcast, it's an awesome idea if you're gonna take it serious. But anyway, so I tried diving in and I tried learning all these things when we were doing our podcast, and but God, the pages, the groups, it's like people, you make no sense. No sense at all. Asking the same things over and over. And so I know again that there's lots of podcasts. They try advertising. They would try advertising their own podcasts on these places, and then they'd get banned, and then they'd be like, why am I getting banned from advertising, even though it said in the group, information that you were not supposed to advertise? Well, I don't know why, right? That doesn't make sense. And so, sorry, another damn interruption. My boy decided to pick on my girl, so I kind of lost where I was going with that last conversation. But anyway, maybe I just need another drink. Hang on. One quick refresher. So I did learn a lot, and what I did learn is there's thousands, millions of different people trying to start podcasts, doing podcasts. Some are awesome, you're right. Some it's funny in these groups, I gotta tell you. They like to brag. Oh, I just launched my first episode, and guess what? I've got 1,500 downloads. Good for you. I really don't give a shit, right? Why rub that into people's faces? Okay, I understand when you start something, you want praise, right? You want to feel good. You want to feel like you're something important. I get that part. But don't rub it into people who's posting, and that was one of the shameful things I found about this damn page was every so often, I think it was like every Thursday or something, it was, hey, tell us how you're doing on your podcast. How many downloads you got? How many listeners you got? Which are two completely different things, by the way. So a download is actually what? Oh, it is how many people actually are listening to your podcast. Listeners is how many times it's actually been played. And it may have been played for 10 seconds. It may have been played for a minute. And so you could have 1,000 listeners with zero downloads, right? Stupid. But it's based off of downloads, right? You want downloads. You don't want listeners. Well, you want listeners too. But anyway, with all these people starting out, they post, hey, awesome. I launched my first podcast 4 weeks ago, and I'm up to 20 listeners or 20 downloads. And it's like, then you have these jackasses that come on there and be like, oh, I just barely launched mine a week ago, and I'm over 2,000. And it's like, really, people? You make no absolute sense, right? Quit rubbing it in people's face and making them feel like they're not going to be successful, right? The whole point is everybody wants to be successful in one way or the other. And I understand it takes a certain something for your podcast to actually make it. In reality, in the end of this, right, I want my podcast to become successful. Sure. But right now, I really don't give a shit what it does, right? The whole point of me doing this is because I'm waiting for my wife to get home, and it gives me something to do. So there's the first part of what I've learned. In that process, with all those hundreds of thousands of different podcasts that are you can find available anywhere, right? Like so Spotify and iHeartRadio and Apple and Anchor.fm and all these, like there's literally hundreds and difference of places that you can actually upload your podcast to. And I'm telling you right now, I don't understand. I don't understand why. Okay, so true crime, I'm going to use as an example, right? So that's a podcast thing. Yes, again, I'm sipping, I'm drinking. So the more as the night goes on, the longer the podcast gets, the little more tipsy, I can't even talk right now. The more tipsy I will become. But I understand true crime. Okay, people search that. But why? Why is it so intriguing? Maybe it's because they take somebody else's story from a news article, or they take somebody else's story from public information, which I know a lot of it is public information, and they put their own little twist to it. But God, quit copywriting people. But yet, a lot of true crime is very successful. I don't know. It's just a bunch of bullshit. But anyway, I know there's a lot of stuff out there. I'm not going to infringe on my copyrights. Okay. Screw that. I'm going to be me. If you don't like it, tough shit. Go ahead and leave. The main purpose of this podcast is eventually, yes, I would like to be somewhat successful. Okay. Because my goal is eventually I would like to do this full time, I guess you would say. And no, it's not going to be drinking every single day. Fuck that. I'm not an alcoholic. However, it would be maybe a weekly episode or a bi-weekly episode, but to where I can make enough money to maybe leave my full-time job so I can take care of my kids more and let my wife work more because that's what she wants to do. Or maybe she doesn't. Maybe she can just join in with me as well. And then after that, I want to give back. Okay. I'm a person who will take the shirt off my back and give it to the person if that's the last thing I own. And especially the way that right now that this country's in, man, this country's in shambles. People are all about themselves. People don't give a shit about anything else. I don't know. And that's like a complete soapbox. And I really am not here to preach to you, because it's my opinion. I'm not a political person. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, but genuine people, I love people. I love working with people. I love working with the public. I love, I do like all my neighbors, even though some of them give me grief sometimes or they ignore me or whatever. I still wave and smile and say hi. And if they came over and asked me for anything, I'd give it to them because that's just the type of person I am. All right. And so, if I do ever make it big, you can count on me, maybe starting a YouTube show channel, and knocking on people's doors and giving them money to pay their mortgage or buying people a new car who are in need or doing those things, right? And that's what everybody should be thinking about right now is all these people, right? It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about everybody else, right? I mean, that's the important thing. What's important is we care for one another. It's not about religion. It's not about politics. It's not about, I'm better than you. It's not about having to keep up with the Joneses. And if you're that type of person, I don't even want you listening to my show because it's not about the Joneses. It's about you, how you become successful, how you make your own living, and how you help others and how you care for your own family, right? It's like an airplane ride. We know how airplanes are right now. Ooh, actually, I really don't. I haven't been on one for a while. It's been too long, especially with all this bullshit going on. But what it is you can't help anybody else unless you have oxygen first, right? Because if you can't breathe, you can't help anybody else. So what I am saying is, even if it's my last dollar, but I know that I'm going to be okay the next however long, I'll give my last dollar, right? Love everybody, man. Quit being hateful. Quit ruining and blowing up shit. Quit. Okay, I'm getting on that soapbox and I really don't want to. But anyway, so I hope what you gain out of this podcast, because I know a lot of people are wanting to know. Oh, and that's another funny story, right? So, well, not necessarily funny, but what I learned, right, is, oh, you've got to have a niche. You got to give them quality right from the very beginning so they know what they're getting out of your show. Well, why? Maybe you can gain more listeners that way, sure. Maybe you can get more downloads that way, sure. But it's like let's take a podcast. I don't even know names of podcasts. I'm just gonna shoot something out there. But let's say I'm some sort of doctor, or I've gone to school and got my PhD in psychiatry or psychology or whatever. Or I've just been through so many relationships, divorced 1,400 times. That I can tell you why women suck versus men. Or I could tell you why or how to make your relationship better. Bullshit. Bullshit. The only two people that can make your relationship better is you and her. You and him. Him and him. Her and her. It doesn't matter, right? The point is, the only two people that can make it better or worse is each other, right? Sure, there are tools or there are things that can maybe guide you and give you direction to maybe help you a little bit better. But in reality, it is what it is, right? It's only what you make of it. And so, oh gosh, you know, I got to tell you, sitting here drinking, sitting here talking, one, it's not a really good combination because one, I get to chatting. Number two, it gets kind of a little bit more random, but God, the cotton mouth starts kicking in. And so you got to sip a little bit more. And the more I sip, the quicker it goes down, the quicker it goes down. The new one I get, I keep going and going. And the next thing you know, you polish off a 30 pack, you polish off a fifth of whiskey, or, you know, tonight's Crown and Rum until a little bit later, then I'll probably switch to beer. But it's like, you know, I want this to be real. It's going to be real. It's going to be opinionated. It's going to be hilarious at times. It's going to be funny. I like comedy in my life. I love music in my life. You know, it gets me through things. It gets me through shit. I just, it's going to be fun. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be random. And the truth of the matter is, some people are going to be able to handle it. Some people aren't. And I just want you to understand, I really don't give a F-U-C-K. Fuck. I don't. I really don't. And so, there may be times it may get a little bit crazy. There may be times it may get a little bit nasty. Sexual. Who knows? Who knows where we're going to go with this podcast, right? Maybe we'll pull up an article and start talking about somebody and or something. For example, I really don't have one right now, so I can't give you an example. But I promised myself when I started this podcast, I'm not going to give spots right now for sponsorship. Because it takes away from you as a listener and from me, because then that way you have to sit there and listen to a 30, 15 second ad. And I mean, I can do that right now, right? I can start making money now. But that's not what I want. What I want is I want you to be engaged. And the truth of the matter is I want you to email me, and I'm going to give you my email. My email is sippin. SIPPIN with WITH Tim TIM, that's T as in Tom, IM at gmail.com. So sippin with Tim at gmail.com. And I want you to hit me up. I want you to tell me that you hated me. I want you to tell me that you love me. I want you to tell me that you like me. I want you to tell me I'm funny, that I'm not funny, that you don't give a fuck what I say, that you do care, that I'm 100% right, that I'm 100% wrong. It doesn't matter. I want you to enjoy it, right? I want you to give me an idea. Hey, you know what would be awesome if you talked about this? Can I come on your show? I'd love to come on your show. That's what I want. I want you to come on my show. I don't care who you are. I want to sit here and sip with you. Wherever the alcohol takes us, whatever we start discussing, that's what we're going to discuss. Why? Because it's sipping. Alcohol tends to get you more talkative. I don't care if you're drunk when you come on my show. I don't care if you're sober when you come on my show. I don't care what you're on when you come on my show. But if you have a drug problem, you need to go get help, because that's not okay. Alcohol, sure, that could be considered a drug. If you're constantly an alcoholic drinking all the time, you shouldn't be. You should probably go get help, right? But heroin, all that bullshit, no, fuck that. Not okay. And if you have a problem and you want to come on my show and talk about it, I'm okay with that. Why? Because listeners are going to listen to this and they're going to learn from you. Maybe you could make a difference for somebody else to tell them to get off heroin, not to try heroin. I've never done drugs like that, and I don't ever plan on it, but, you know, I like a good, nice glass of Crown and Coke, beer, you know, hard liquor, Jello shots, whatever the case may be. But I'm not addicted to opioids or pain pills or drugs. And if you are, maybe, you know, I think that would be awesome. I would love nothing more for an addict to come on my show so we can just bullshit, right? Kind of see how sporadic maybe it causes them or what they've lost in their lives. Because it's painful. It really is painful. And it's painful for not only them, but for everyone around them. And they lose everything, you know? So, and that's the thing, right? I care too much for people. And I got to tell you, where I work, sometimes I'm over multiple stores, and when I go to this one location, you know, there's a really bad homeless situation down there, and I it killed me, like deep inside, it literally tore my heart when I seen these little kids. It looks like they hadn't showered for like weeks, and their parents were walking by with a couple of backpacks. But the coolest thing about all of that was they were out in the grass playing and throwing a football to the kids. The kids were playing with their parents. Okay. How many people have if you have kids, you understand this. It is so important to play with your children. It's so important to understand them. And at least that's what they had. They had that connection with their parents. They may not have a place to shower every night. They may have to sleep next to their parents in the grass or something at night, which truly, truly breaks my heart. Because I don't feel any child should have to go through that, let alone a person, but especially children. And so, but it's so important. It's vital, right? Vital that we as people, we as Americans, we as, you know, from any other nation in this world, because I know podcasts can get out all across this world. Okay. And if you understand me and you're listening to me, and I don't care if you're in England or France or Philippines or wherever the fuck you may live, I want you to understand. I know this happens everywhere across this world, but it's up to us, right? Make the difference. Make the difference. Help somebody. You know, if you're in a position that and you feel that you could help somebody, help somebody. And here's an example. So I have a gal that works for me, and I'm not going to mention any names because it's inappropriate to do so. It's none of anybody else's business but mine. And her luck is the worst luck ever. And maybe it's because she feels that way. I don't know. I don't know why it happens the way it does. But I just put brand new tires on her car. Brand new tires. Me, right? I don't want credit for that. She's going to try her best to pay me back. And it's not about the money. What it is about is doing something good for somebody else. Because in return, I know I'm going to be okay and I'm going to be able to help somebody else, right? And so, and then come to find out after we get the new tires on, her car is shit. It's worthless. The fucking thing's going to fold on her anytime driving down the road. Now, it's sad to me. It really breaks my heart because I can't afford to fix her car right now. I can't afford to. So what we're going to do is obviously see if we can get some cheaper tires put on, get our money back from the new tires. I'll pay the smaller bill so she don't have to worry about it and try to get her in her car. But that's what we need to be, right? It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter the world that we live in. It doesn't matter if there's nothing else to do but to fucking break windows and spray paint roads and burn down buildings. Stop that bullshit. Stop the nonsense. Okay? We either are going to get through this all together or it's all going to come crumbling down. And I'm not going to get any more into that soapbox. I know I said that earlier. But you have to understand, the more I drink, the more passionate I become about things. Obviously, you're probably experiencing you had to turn down the volume a little bit more because I'm holding you closer to my mouth to make sure that you hear me, right? I hope your drink's awesome. I hope you're relaxed. I hope you enjoyed my show, right? It's not over yet, by the way. I still got plenty of time. I got 43% battery. I'm doing this all from a cell phone. Hopefully, the audio sounds really good. But okay, I don't even know where I left off. I don't even know where I began. I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh, yes, I do. I was talking about how I got into a podcast. I know how I was talking about how we're the only ones that are going to get through this. But now let's see if we can jump onto some lighter news, right? Or maybe some comedy shit. Let's see. What can we talk about that's actually going to be funny? Give me a quick second. My quick second is going to be literally a quick second for you, but it's going to be about 10 minutes for me. I'm going to step outside and have a smoke, but I'm also going to go check on my children because I hear them going blah, 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 blah. And any parents know that blah, 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 blah means there's something going on, but also super, super, super quiet. That's even more scary than blah, 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 blah. So, all right, I'll be right back. All right, sorry, I'm back. That was actually a lot longer than 10 minutes, even though for you it was only like, I don't know, 20 seconds, 5 seconds, actually 0 seconds. So I go in and check on my kids, right? My son's tormenting my girls. They've been asking me all weekend to try to, can we sleep on the air mattress in the living room, watch a show? And you got to understand, they're really young, 6 and 5. And so I was like, sure, not a problem. And my son, he's 9, so he's tormenting them and laying on it and kicking it and bouncing them, and they're throwing a fit. And so I'm like, hey, son, tonight's not your night. Tomorrow I'll let you have it, but let the girls be alone. And I'm like, why don't you go play basketball or something outside? You know, go shoot some hoops. And the next thing you know, I'm out there shooting hoops with him. And then the whole family's outside shooting hoops. And so we were all outside shooting basketball hoops, and we actually were going to play pig. You know, have you ever played pig? Pig's pretty fun, right? If you haven't played pig, I'm sorry, I'm not going to explain it. So go screw yourself. But anyway, instead, we decided to play PBJ. So that was our game that we played, PBJ. First one's peanut, peanuts. Second one's butter. Third one is jam. Yeah, I lost both times. Pitiful, right? 40 years old, can't even freaking win a damn game against my 14 and 9-year-old and my little girl. So, yep, still sipping. Hopefully you're still sipping too. Anyway, this is going to be part two. I'll just label it part two. Why? Because I'm over the first episode. And now we're going to maybe try to get into a little bit more fun, right? Fun is always fun. What makes fun? Well, I am right now, I'm sitting in my garage still. I have these LED Christmas lights up in here. So it's a little bit colorful. If you look at them, it's really bright. It kind of sucks. But in here, it's just kind of chill, right? This is kind of my getaway area when I don't want to be in the house, when I kind of want some alone time, right? My own space. How many of you have your time alone? And trust me, I'd much rather be spending my time with my spouse, right? My wife is everything. When your kids grow up and move away, the only thing you have left is your wife, right? Or your significant other, your spouse. And so I love to spend time with my wife. And a lot of people may think that's crazy, thinking, oh, you know, I got to have my own time a lot more than I have to have spending. No, no, you don't. Fucking stand up, be a man, be a woman, whatever it is. If you're married, you need to spend time with your other, because that's that important. Yeah, that's how shit gets in between you when you let it and don't let it. The only time my wife and I are apart is when we're both working. Yep, that's it. Other than that, we're attached at the hip. We go everywhere together. We do everything together. Why? Because we love each other. That's why we took our vows. That's why we said our do. And that's why we're married. So that's how we live our life. You should try it if you don't. It actually makes wonders. And if you can't do it because you can't stand the other one, then you're in the wrong relationship. This isn't about relationship talk. So one night I wanted to try to be romantic. And I was like, oh, man, we should have some awesome dinner, babe. And so I'm sitting here texting her at work, right? And she can't really respond very quickly until she like gets a break or that sort of thing. And that's okay, right? I'm not a needy person. I don't need her to text me every 2 minutes or as soon as I text her, right? But I'm like, hey, I got a surprise for you. And so I'm thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to set up these Christmas lights in the garage. All right, sorry, but not sorry. Fuck you. My daughter walked in. I had a little bit of an interruption. Had to take care of her. Anyway, so I was back to being romantic. And so I set up these LED lights in the garage, kind of, I put like this, I don't know what it was, a blanket or a pad or some sort. I think it was what we used when we went to California, the Ocean City, for the beach, like for the sand. It was like one of those sand mats. I stuck it down on the floor here in the garage to cover up the concrete. I hid everything really nicely with like sheets and blankets. And then I had like a little table. I put up a couple of chairs. I got some drinks ready. So when she came home late, I mean late, right? It's like super late, 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, or I guess early in the morning. I was like, I'm gonna surprise her. We're gonna have an awesome dinner. I got her some flowers, stuck them in a vase, lit a candle at the table. Man, I was like jamming out to some like soft, cool, mellow music. And she walks in, and I was like, well, actually, before she walked in, it was like she calls me and I text her. Excuse me, I text her. Sorry, it's the alcohol. And you know what? I'm about empty, and so I'm gonna need. Maybe should I switch to beer? It's still only 9:49. See, even though you know the podcast is only a certain amount of time, a lot of time has elapsed because I have interruptions. Is a Saturday night. Sorry, I'm chewing on my ice. It is a Saturday night, and so I let my kids stay up a little bit later than normal. But that way, it gives us a chance to sleep in, right? sleeping in, what the fuck is that? Dude, that's a whole new other episode, I believe. So I had everything ready. I had it all set up. I was, man, this is going to be so fucking awesome. I'm going to get laid, right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to get laid. So I call her, and I was like, hey, babe. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, do me a favor. My dinner that I had planned was this. Hey, babe. Yeah. Go to Del Taco and get some tacos. Oh, no, it wasn't Del Taco. It wasn't Del Taco. It was this little place called Beto's. It's like a Mexican, kind of a, like a Mexican fast food joint. Man, the fucking burritos are amazing. You should try them sometime. They're really good. So if you have a Beto's or like a local 24-hour kind of fast food-ish Mexican joint, man, big ass burritos. Nothing's better than that at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? Excuse me, that was a burp. Apologize, but I'm not sorry. Oh, again. So I had her buy these two big ass burritos, and then she's like, really? I was like, yeah, just trust me. She's like, all right. So she went over there, got him, come home. Okay, so anyway, sorry, another interruption. And actually, I ran out of drink, and so I got me a, now this is a Michelob Ultra. It's time to switch from the hard liquor because it's only 10 o'clock. I'm still gonna have to shower so I can smell all nice and refreshing when my wife gets home, right? We all know how that goes. So yes, during my podcast, because I am a father, I love my children dearly, and I will take care of them over anything else before you even get to hear my fucking mouth talk, right? That's my kids. My kids are that important to me. Ooh, that's a nice ice cold beer. So she's like, all right, I agree. So she buys them. She comes home and she comes in and she stops and she's like, what is this? I was like, hey, baby, welcome home. I got a meal for you. And so then we took the burritos and we ate them, right? So we had our little meal, and then we had what? A dance, right? We slow dance in our garage. 2:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Man, let me tell you, it doesn't matter how romantic you are, it's the effort that you put into it. Ladies, men, come on. Really? You can't be romantic. It's the thought, right? It doesn't really matter. We've been married, we're going on 10 years, okay? And let me tell you, I am not a very romantic person, and I try really hard sometimes, and sometimes, and it may be the stupidest fucking shit you've ever seen in your life, but it's a thought, right? Because my wife's special to me, so I try to be romantic at times, and we try to get away and have dates. And God, it's just so important, right? Is it not? I could be Fat Albert, which I'm actually not a real skinny dude by any means, but I'm not a real huge fat dude either. But it's like, you only get or out of a relationship what you put into it, right? And if it's the love of your life, well, maybe you should fucking put a lot into that, right? Because you're gonna live with them. Ah, gosh, I'm doing what I said earlier. You know what? You're not gonna learn anything from me, because I'm not educated in this department. Yeah, I've actually, this is my second marriage. She knows that. Everybody knows that. Matter of fact, I was living with my spouse now, while I was going through a divorce. And no, that wasn't the cause of my divorce, in the first place. It was after we had separated. I actually found the love of my life, which is really cool, right? So, but that's a whole maybe another episode, maybe not, probably not, because depending on how big this thing goes, I may actually you'll probably know all my shit anyway because it'll be all over everywhere if I ever get famous. Just like anybody else, it tells you everything about a person. Hell, you know what? Being a teenager, you never know what you're gonna find online anyway. Sorry for the pause there. I had to take a quick drink. But anyway, so yeah, that was my romance story. That is my garage. It's kind of like our little bungalow. It's where we hang out. It's where we play adult games. That's kind of fun. We have this game. Should I get into that? Well, I don't know. It might take a few more beers. But you can get it on Amazon. It's called Monopoly, but it's for adults. And you can get it for, it's called XXX Monopoly. Hopefully you heard that because I was kind of swinging away around my phone. Trust me, I'm not going to let my kids listen to this podcast because that it would be horrible. Horrible. Only when they're adults they can listen to this. And so you never know, it may turn, like I said, this is going to be a lot of fun, right? That's what I want. I just want you guys to listen and have a goddamn good time. I want you to sip. I want you to have a good time. I want you to enjoy the fucking moment, right? Now, I am not gonna be a Joe Rogan. I am not gonna be a Jason Ellis, who by far is my favorite person on SiriusXM. The only reason why I have a subscription to SiriusXM is because of Jason Ellis. It's hilarious. I highly recommend him. You should listen to him. Some bloke from Australia. I probably butchered that, and I apologize. Sometimes I can do really good impersonations. Sometimes I can't. Here, let's try one. Let's try an Australian accent. Okay, here we go. Have you ever heard of Bondi Beach? Maybe that was pretty good, huh? Oh, here. So there's we started watching this show on Netflix, or maybe it wasn't Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I don't know. We don't have regular TV. We only stream. I only pay for like one or two services. But anyway, we were looking for something to watch one time, and it was Opal Hunting, which is kind of more of a reality show, right? These guys from Australia, they go opal hunting, and where do they go? They go down to Coober Pedy. I'm from Coober Pedy. Where you from? Right. So, where I work, I actually get to see a lot of butt. A lot of butt. I get to see a lot of ass. Excuse me. A lot of ass. Yes, I do see a lot of ass because I see a lot of customers. Some customers I see in jeans, some I see in leggings, I see in short shorts, some I see in skirts, some I see in whatever else. But there's a lot of ass. Some are big, small, round, big, square, flat. It doesn't matter. That was not the whole point of this conversation. The whole point was, is where I work, I see a lot of people from around the world, right? I see a lot of different culture. This one guy came in and he's wearing like a fur coat. It was the most interesting fucking thing. The thing that I found funny about the whole thing was, it was as soon as he opened his mouth, I knew exactly where he was from. He was from Australia. And so I was like, "Hey." I'm like, "Are you from Australia?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm from Sydney, heading back." I was like, "Oh, awesome." I was like, "You know what's cool is," I was like, "Have you ever been to Bondi Beach?" And he's like, "Oh, no, that's the other side of the continent." I was like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Have you ever been to Cabo Pedy?" And the only reason why I'm asking him this is because I just seen the show. I'm like, "You know, I was watching this Opal show, and I guess there's like lots of Opals down there at Cabo Pedy." And I was like, "Have you ever been there?" He's like, "Oh man, I've been to Cabo Pedy. It's such a shithole. All it is like a big old dust hole with a bunch of whores." And I was like, "Excuse me?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, it's horrible. It's fucking miserable. You never want to go down there to Cabo Pedy." I was just like, "Oh my God, that is hilarious!" And I was gut wrenching, right, laughing because I was like, "Oh, he just made my day." Hopefully, that impersonation was pretty good, right? And then the croc hunter, God rest his soul, it's like, "Crocky, look at the size of this teeth." How's my impersonation? Am I doing all right? Shoot me an email, let me know. If you got an awesome or impersonation, then what you want to do is you want to go ahead and shoot me an email and let me know because I'd love to have you on my show if you're really good at impersonations. Like Rocky Bing or no, let's see, Yogi Bear from God, this is so random, right? So we go from, "Oh, we're only gonna get through this. We only gotta be each other." And if you've made it this far in my podcast, God bless you. First of all, I'm not a real religious person. I do believe in God, but I'm not a real religious person. But God bless you. If you've made it this far, awesome. Oh, hey, give me 2 seconds and I'll come back on that thought. Hang on. All right, I'm sorry about that. Quick, hold on a second. So, oh, excuse me, I got the hiccups now. But that's what happens when you drink, excuse me. But what was happening was, hold on, another interruption. God, I love my kids. They're so adorable. They had to give me loves. Yes, it is like 10:06 now. But anyway, so sorry for the interruption. I've been waiting for days to see where my sprinklers pop up in my front yard because I have some dead spots. And I know this is totally off the subject of impersonations. But this is what happens when you drink, right? All of a sudden, shit starts getting rambly. I'm talking a super lot, which is okay because there's a lot less dead space during my podcast, which apparently is really good in a Facebook page, because then that keeps you entertaining. You don't have to have all that dead silence of awkward moments. Here, let's try it. I'm gonna try it for 3 seconds, and let's see how awkward it is. Okay, on the count of three, I'm gonna say 1, 2, 3, go. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to have dead silence for 3 seconds, and then I'll get back into my conversation about my sprinklers. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Awkward silence. Wasn't that just awkward? You're like, "Why the fuck are you even doing this? I don't want to listen to this if there's going to be a lot of that awkward silence." So you know what? That's one thing I learned from the podcast groups. It's important to keep going. It's important to edit all your shit. So that way you don't have a lot of awkward silence, and I can go back and edit all of this. I'm not going to. It's raw. I don't really give a shit. Hopefully you don't either, because if you're hung on for this long, I think we're going on almost 50 minutes. Maybe I'm going to be a Joe Rogan and have a 2-hour podcast of talking about complete nonsense. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm drinking. That is what's wrong with me. But it's only 10 or now 10:08. I'm still waiting for my wife to get home. She gets home at midnight. I got plenty of time. I'm gonna hang out. I'm gonna drink some more. I'm gonna sip, not drink, guzzle, no, sip. I'm sipping from here on out and from when the beginning started. And anyway, so my sprinkler story, and that's why I said hang on a quick second, was sorry, I had to take a quick sip. But what it was. I've been waiting for months to see where they pop up in my grass because they're so well hidden I couldn't find them. And all of a sudden I heard water hit my garage door because I'm in my garage, right? And so I run out there and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I finally see him because I have some dead spots in my front yard. Well, anyway, I got it fixed. Yay! Go me. Even though I got soaked in the process. Maybe I should have filmed that on TikTok, right? I do have a TikTok account. It is attached to my old podcast name, Tika Show. So if you have TikTok, you can watch us on Tika Show. You can actually see who the voice is, or the person is behind the voice, as they would say. But impersonations, back to that real quick. So if you have some good impersonations and you want to talk to me and you want to share your impersonations, what you're really good at, and let's get them out there for everybody to hear. Who knows? Maybe somebody will call you up and be a cartoon artist, right? You can be the voice behind the bird or the cat shitting, whatever. Anyway, hit me up, okay? And I'm not going to tell you Instagram because I do have an Instagram account. I do have a Facebook page. I do have all the shit because of our old podcast. But no, I want emails, right? I want to interact literally with you. I don't want to see a page of bullshit. I want emails. I will respond to your emails. If there's 200,000 of you, if there's 2 million of you, at that point, we'll probably switch to, maybe an Instagram, maybe a Facebook page more specific to the podcast, because it might be a little bit more easy and quick for me to go ahead and interact with you. But for now, let's go ahead and start with emails. And you can reach me at, what was it? SippinWithTim@gmail.com. That's right, SippinWithTim@gmail.com. And you know what? I'm at the point to where I still have a couple of hours to prepare for my wife to come home. Because you know what? Why do I prepare? It's because I'm anxious, right? I just want to see her. We work a lot of opposite shifts because we have younger children. And so you as adults who have children understand this. Both of you who are working parents. She was a stay-at-home mom for a long time. When we moved down here to Idaho, or not Idaho, when we moved from Idaho to Utah. Yes, I do live in the state of Utah. There, it's out. Now you know where I live. It's state of Utah. Okay, not my favorite. I'm actually from Idaho. No, I'm not a hoe. I'm more of a pimp, maybe. Just kidding. Yes, I'm from Idaho. And you know what? I always call Idaho home. But she was a stay-at-home mom for a long time. When we moved down here, we didn't really have any friends. She didn't want to just communicate with her children, right? And so she got herself a job, and so now we work a lot of opposite shifts, right? So we can take care of our children. And sleeping is an issue for us because we never have time to sleep because we have children. And I know children grow. And I know eventually children are going to be gone. And we don't want to miss that. We don't want to miss them when they're small, right? We don't want to miss them growing up. And it was like the other day, my daughter literally within a week of each other lost both of her front teeth. Man, that's stuff you can't get back, right? For all you blue collar workers out there who are fucking working on the road 6, 7, weeks at a time, months at a time. I understand you love money, and I understand maybe you got to pay the bills, but I'm telling you right now, I worked the oil fields, right? I was a blue collar guy for a while, and don't get me wrong, it was good, honest, hard work. I made good, honest, hard money, right? But I lost a lot of time. Don't lose time, right? If you can find a way not to lose the time, don't do it. 6 months is all it took, and I realized to myself, I'm gonna miss too much of my kids growing up, and I don't want that. For all you white collared bastards out there, I'm kind of a white collared guy right now too. That have the 9-to-5 job or whatever it is that you work. That's the wife's able to stay at home. Respect your wife, man. She wears many hats. Or if you're the woman that's supporting, that's bringing home the bacon, and the man's at home, support your husband. Why? Because it's so important because, man, they're doing all these things all day long. They wear many different hats. And, it's just love, right? There's nothing wrong with sipping with Tim during this podcast, enjoying some beer, maybe some hard liquor, maybe some, if you're wine, if you're a wino. One of my favorite guys that sells wine right now, his name's Gary V. I'm sure you've heard of him. Check out his website, buy some of his wine. He offers some really good deals. He's a real famous person. He's a multimillionaire. He owns, you know, Vanier Media or whatever it is. But, oh, I got an interruption. All right, sorry about that. I'm back. My daughters were hurt. Their show ended. It's time to start a new one. They're going to be asleep in about 15 minutes or so. I won't have another interruption. Or if I do, it's my own fault. But I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm now outside. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. But I want to tell you all, hey, I really appreciate you listening. It can only get better from here, right? I'm going to try to blast this out on a lot of different platforms so you're able to follow me and listen to me. And if you hear or see, the only way you're going to know the next episode's down is if you do a download, right? Share me with your friends if you think I'm awesome. Give me the middle finger if you think I'm a fucking dick or prick. And you know, that's okay. And don't even listen to me. I really don't care. Because I'm going to be who I am. I'm always going to talk about the things I do. You know, I'm not a what do you call it? Polygamist. I don't want multiple wives. Fuck that shit. I got one. That's all I really need right now. And, that's all I ever want. Anyway, by the way, and so, how is this? This is so off topic and it's completely out of the norm. It's because I forgot what I was talking about because I've had too much fucking alcohol. Right. And so, with that being said, guys, I love you all. Thank you for sticking with me this long tonight. Episode one. But if you hear another episode come out like next day, I promise it's because I've recorded multiple episodes throughout a night, and it's not because I'm an alcoholic. Please don't believe that, because I'm really not. It's very rare that I get a drink. If I'm lucky, it's maybe once a week. Even then, at that, it's going to be a couple of weeks, but I'm going to try to get out as many episodes as I can in a night, and you will be able to tell by the way it starts, because I will be very chatty if I'm drunk, and I won't be so chatty if I'm not drunk. That's just how it works, right? So, all right, peace out. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. You're all the best. And you know what? Please share me. If you enjoyed me, share me. If you enjoyed me, reach out to me. I cannot wait for you guys to meet my wife. She's going to be awesome. Her name is Kathy. We just have so much fun together. We just have great chemistry. We love to talk. And we can get into things that I can't normally get on by myself. Like, I can ask her some new stories. It's going to be a lot of fun. I promise you, if you've hung out this long and you've enjoyed the ending, which is probably going to be a lot more fun than the beginning, and you made it this far, then God bless you, really. You are the best, because, yep, I'm already drunk. Yep, right now I am considered drunk, and I'm going to continue to drink. And so, who knows, maybe you'll get another episode. When? Coming up the following day after this one airs. So, anyway, with that said, hey, peace out. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the support. I'll catch you on the flip side. Thanks for chilling with Tim, sipping with Tim, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That's what it's going to fucking be. Peace out.